King Saul lost his life because he lost his way. In 1 Chronicles chapter 10 and verse 13, we read this: "So Saul died for his unfaithfulness. He was unfaithful to the Lord in that he did not keep the command of the Lord. Moreover, he had consulted a medium seeking guidance." The word used for unfaithfulness, mal, could be translated treachery. This was the one word analysis by the writer of the Chronicles for the fall of King Saul. We may never know how many people have been led astray because leaders have slowly drifted away from God. Saul went to a clairvoyant instead of God. He went there because seeking God is a difficult thing, and he needed to know some answers quickly. It costs you the price of a newspaper to know what the stars say for your life. It costs you nothing from God in financial terms, but there is a price. It means patience. It means concentration and determination. It means a zealous faith taken to the limit. There are several different reasons why people seek after God. Some want to know that he exists and also that he cares if he does exist. Some want to know that Jesus is the Savior. Some want to know direction for their life. Others want the fullness of God in their life. For whatever reason we seek God, there are principles that are the same. First of all, only genuine seekers need to search. It is a waste of time for the unconcerned and the half-hearted. Jeremiah put it like this in chapter 29: "When you search for me, you will find me if you seek me with all your heart." In the New Testament, we find that we are guaranteed a result when we seek God. In Matthew 7:7, it says, "Ask, and it will be given you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you." In these days of instant packaging, we find that God has not made it any easier for us. We will frequent the place where God is worshipped. We will still seek with care and study and meditate on the word of God to find him. There is no shortcut. One Russian spaceman said, "We've been into outer space and not found God." But if he had not found him down here on earth, he would not have found him up there either. That is, unless someone suggested he opened the hatch. In 1 Peter 1, Peter talks about the prophets searching. The word used was the word for the police seeking out a criminal, or a dog having a good sniff around. The disciples were told by the ascending Jesus to stay in Jerusalem till the promise of the Father came. They were told what the promise was, but not a description of it, nor had they been told when it would happen. They were also in enemy territory. It was a dangerous place for them. The Lord Jesus had just been crucified a little while before. But they waited till they received the Holy Spirit. If we compare, Elijah had a problem too. In 1 Kings 19, it says he had been zealous for God. His courage and steadfastness helped many people on the way to trust God. But at that time, it didn't seem to help him. He felt he had not changed a nation, nor had he converted the heathen queen. Perhaps we have done things that others have been rewarded for, but it has not turned out the same way for us. They might have had their prayers answered, but we've not. Elijah wanted God to answer by fire and storm, but to him, God answered in the stillness, in the soft voice of heaven. The answer did come as he was seeking God. Elijah found eventually God spoke to him. It was in the stillness. And as we earnestly seek God, he will speak to us in the stillness, in the quietness, in the gentleness of his voice. Let's be listening to him now. Amen. The Lord bless you.